But Christmas is the 25th. The desperation I'd been trying to keep at bay with incredibly lame humor sank its claws into me with a mighty swipe. Is it? I had no idea. Well, at the very least, it seemed Susan's alien leaders had implanted a sarcasm chip, even if they overlooked the compassion one. I inhaled deeply. I realize this end-of-days-style fog has backed everything up, but you can't rebook me for after Christmas. That's ridiculous. I thought of Ava's round little face, streaked with tears as I'd left for college, and how I'd promised I'd be home for the holidays. I have plans. I have to get on the next flight out. I have to. Susan tapped her computer, not even bothering to look at me now. I didn't rebook you, Mr. Yates. The airline did. All flights yesterday were canceled as well, and this is the busiest travel season. She recited the lines in much the same manner as my mom, reading out IKEA instructions as we put together the Billy bookshelf in my bedroom. There are thousands and thousands of passengers ahead of you. The blizzard on the eastern seaboard had already contributed to a huge backlog before this fog set in. But I promised my baby sister I'd be home. I knew I was whining, and my voice wavered as my throat tightened. Susan's mouth turned down as she glanced at me. Her tone softened. If there was anything I could do, I would do it. This unexpected sympathy made it worse, somehow. I cleared my throat. The threat of imminent tears a horrifying possibility.
Don't do it, Charlie. Man up.
Okay, thank you. Do you think I could get out on another airline? I'm afraid they're all in the same boat. Stand by? She shook her head and waved a hand at the mass of humanity clogging the terminal behind me. Everyone has the same idea. As I mentioned, there were already dozens of flights canceled before yours. The 26th is the absolute earliest you'll be able to get out, and that's assuming this fog lifts soon and the rain stops. And if it doesn't, start snowing heavily on the East Coast again. With a nod, I shuffled away from the counter, dragging my huge, stupidly pink suitcase behind me. I might be a total homo and unashamed of it, but fuchsia was not a color I'd have chosen for my luggage. Ava had picked it with such delight that I hadn't been able to say no. At least it had four wheels and was expandable, which was handy since it was stuffed with Christmas gifts. I'd gotten Ava some old-school Transformers building sets and retro Star Wars action figures I'd hunted down. Princess Leia was her favorite, since even at 8, Ava had excellent taste and understood that the classic trilogy was superior, like, whoa. On eBay, I'd found Hoth Leia, original recipe double bun Leia, and even a rare Cloud City Leia, along with a badass Boba Fett. Now, Ava wouldn't get any of it for Christmas morning. I wouldn't be able to wake up with her at the ass crack of dawn to open our stockings, then burst into our parents' room to drag them out of bed because Christmas was way too much fun for sleeping. A preteen standing by a pile of luggage whined, "It's not fair!" to her parents, her arms crossed over her chest and tears in her eyes. Snorting, I muttered, "Since when has life been fair?" Pretty freaking rarely, in my estimation, and never when it came to Ava. I escaped into the nearest bathroom to splash water on my face and get my shit together. My cheeks puffed as I blew out a long breath and examined a fabulous new red spot on my chin in the mirror. I'd gotten a haircut yesterday, since my Aunt Wendy was going to do a group portrait for us by the tree with her fancy camera. This was a big Christmas for the Yates family, and now I wasn't going to be there. I ran a hand over my thin brown hair, which curled at the ends if I didn't keep it short. Ava's did too, but it wasn't quite long enough yet to curl fully. We'd Skyped the other night, and she'd proudly run a brush through her couple inches of growing hair. She'd gained weight, too, and I couldn't wait to hold her and feel her solid and healthy in my arms. I had to suck in a breath. The ache to see her and my parents again a hollow burn in my chest. I grimaced at my reflection. My eyes were already red from the prior night's insomnia. I never slept well the night before taking a flight due to my paranoia that I'd miss my alarm somehow. Ava and I had the same eyes, a deep warm blue, easily bloodshot, and not good at hiding emotions. Our grandpa always said that even though we were 10 years apart, we should have been twins.